Welcome back. Well, the Black Business Council has called for Eskom's boss, André de Ruyter, and its directors to step down. This as anger over blackouts mount after the country was hit by stage 4 load shedding yesterday, with no assurances of when electricity supply will be stabilized. And joining me now to unpack some of the reasoning behind the group's demands is the BBC's CEO, Hankie Matavane. Thanks so much, Hankie, for your time this evening. So, like I say, the BBC has called for the resignation of the CEO of Eskom, and André de Ruyter. Lay out the merits here, where the counter argument, of course, is that this is a team that's dealing with an inherited legacy problem that wasn't going to be solved in the span of just 2 years anyway.
Yeah, we have welcomed de Ruyter's appointment. And precisely for that reason that we wanted the stability at Eskom, because Eskom is very, very important for the country. If Eskom fails, the entire country is going to go down. So we have welcomed this appointment, and it has been 2 years since he was appointed. And then as a CEO, 2 years is too long, because some of the CEOs, they only have a contract of 3 years. And some of them, they've got a contract of 5 years. So if you are saying it's too short, so if he was supposed to be there for 3 years, he should finish it 3 years without doing anything. So what we are saying, we were not expecting that tomorrow when we wake up, we'll have no load shedding. That's not our expectation. And I don't think that's the expectation of South Africans. What we are saying is that just tell us that this challenge is going to take us 5 years. And then in that 5 years, we'll be doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But at the end of the 5 years, make sure then that there's no load shedding. When in 2019, he did indicate that it will take 18 months to stabilize the system.
To be fair, though, he wasn't fully aware, I guess, of all the skeletons that were lurking in the Eskom closet at that point, Hankie. I want to get into the kind of engagement you have been having with Eskom and the board on the steps that are being taken to solve the energy problem and why it's proving to be so hard to get a handle on stopping what are now prolonged energy blackouts.
As we have indicated in our statement, the board is nowhere to be found. This almost disappeared. We've had engagements with the André, and we will be engaging with the minister and also the president. So when André said he's not prepared or he's not going to resign, we understand, because he did not hire himself. That decision is supposed to be taken by the people who hired him. So hence, we're not engaging him on that. When we engage him, we're engaging him on operational issues. For example, things like economic transformation and so on. But on this one, we're talking about him. We're not talking to him. So we've had discussions. For example, we have black engineers as members. And for example, they told us that the story about Zambia and Kabora Baza, that story does not fly. Technically, it's not possible, and there's some sort of not telling the truth by the executive. And hence, we're saying you can't have that type of an executive that does not also take accountability.
Okay, everything so there are two separate issues we're dealing with here. Let's just deal with this independently then. Are you dealing and engaging with the board on operational issues at all, and how much progress has been made over the past 2 years, or not at all?
The board is not supposed to be operational, so we have not dealt with the board on operational matters. We only dealt with the André on operational matters, and we've offered our black engineers to assist, but that offer has not necessarily been taken.
Okay, and then the separate issue is the BBC having called an urgent meeting then with both the President and the Minister of Public Enterprises to discuss the appointment of members of the board and André de Ruyter as CEO himself. Have you had any response to that? Has a date been set for a meeting?
Not yet. We're waiting for the date to be provided by both the minister and the president. So there's no date set yet.
Okay, so let's talk then impact that all of this has had on your business members, you know, those that sit within your council, on how much this is costing them beyond having to already try get back on their feet post-pandemic and post the COVID restrictions and lockdowns that were in play.
Yeah, to be honest with you, we're facing an unprecedented crisis. We had COVID and most of the small businesses closed down. The for example, the 200 billion loan guarantee scheme that was designed was never able to assist small businesses because it was not designed to help small businesses. So while we thought COVID is subsiding, we should be able then to recover the economy, ESCOM happens. So as things stand, until and unless something drastic is done, we are not very positive about the economic recovery that the president has announced. We don't think it's going to be achieved.
So, Khanki, you've highlighted the problem. You've highlighted some of the impact that it's had on a very, you know, headline basis here, where you say the entire ESCOM leadership is wholly overwhelmed, inept, and out of its depth. What solutions are you putting on the table? And more importantly, whose names are being put forward to take over the baton? I mean, who would be up for this task?
Yeah, we appreciate the job must be the most difficult job in the world. But there are always people who want to make a difference, who want to make a change. And the search does not necessarily have to be limited to South Africa. There are people all over the world who are prepared to solve the ESCOM problem. So we don't have names because that's not what we want to do. We don't want to capture the system. We are raising the principal issues that the leadership does not seem to know what they are doing. So in a crisis environment like we have, we are saying they should be changed. The other solution is to find emergency power somewhere, because that is what we're lacking. The problem is that ESCOM is not generating enough power for the country. So we need to find an emergency power somewhere. If you are serious about this crisis, it has to be at all costs. We have to do all as a country.
I have to ask you then, Khanki, before I let you go, where you open the door to international expertise, are you open to a possible privatization of ESCOM?
No, I think ESCOM is a public good a type of a company or a SOC. If ESCOM is privatized, my mother in the village in Limpopo will never get electricity.
Okay, so solution, but solution at not all cost.
No, I'm talking about the availability of electricity. So I'm saying even if you have to go and purchase power from other countries, let's do that. That is a temporary solution until these other IPPs that were given licenses are coming to the grid.
Let's leave it there, Khanki. I'm going to have to cut the conversation at that point. We've unfortunately run out of time. We could talk endlessly about the woes at ESCOM and possible solutions. We'll catch up with you next time. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, the CEO of the Black Business Council, Khanki Matabane.